Part 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions.
In the workplace. Hi, Angie. Sorry I couldn't chat earlier. I got a bit behind with my photocopying.
Hi, Callum. Don't worry. The machine broke down again, did it? It's so unreliable.
Well, I couldn't get anywhere near it. Actually, Jenny was on it for a good half hour.
She's not the only one in the office. It's about time she realised that.
Things haven't changed between you then. Must have been a shock when she turned up for work one day.
You can say that again.
But I imagine you two had a lot to catch up on.
Funnily enough, not really. Even after all this time.
Well, I guess that happens. After you leave school, you tend to have less in common with people you knew, even old school friends.
I know. It's not so much the distance that keeps me and my old school friends apart, as the fact that we've all moved on in our lives.
Ah, the good old school days. Life seemed so much simpler then.
I think it just seemed that way. Don't forget the exams, school bullies and detentions.
Guess you're right. Nothing you miss about your school days?
Couldn't wait for them to be over. I had such plans to travel the world and get a well-paid job.
But you ended up here.
It's not all bad, you know.
Just not great when your old school rival turns out to be your new colleague.
Oops, talk of the devil. Here she comes. Better get on anyway.
Bye then, and good luck.
Thanks.
In the workplace. Hi, Angie. Sorry I couldn't chat earlier. I got a bit behind with my photocopying.
Hi, Callum. Don't worry. The machine broke down again, did it? It's so unreliable.
Well, I couldn't get anywhere near it. Actually, Jenny was on it for a good half hour.
She's not the only one in the office. It's about time she realised that.
Things haven't changed between you then. Must have been a shock when she turned up for work one day.
You can say that again.
But I imagine you two had a lot to catch up on.
Funnily enough, not really. Even after all this time.
Well, I guess that happens. After you leave school, you tend to have less in common with people you knew, even old school friends.
I know. It's not so much the distance that keeps me and my old school friends apart, as the fact that we've all moved on in our lives.
Ah, the good old school days. Life seemed so much simpler then.
I think it just seemed that way. Don't forget the exams, school bullies and detentions.
Guess you're right. Nothing you miss about your school days?
Couldn't wait for them to be over. I had such plans to travel the world and get a well-paid job.
But you ended up here.
It's not all bad, you know.
Just not great when your old school rival turns out to be your new colleague.
Oops, talk of the devil. Here she comes. Better get on anyway.
Bye then, and good luck.
Thanks.
Choosing a career.
Hi, Dave. So how are the university applications going?
I've had 1 unconditional offer and 2 conditional ones.
Wow, you must be pleased. My parents both went to university and I would love to have followed in their footsteps. Unfortunately, my motivation didn't match my academic performance at school. That didn't stop my parents from trying to persuade me to go, though.
You know, I'm not so sure university is the best career move. My tutors at college have every confidence in me, but I'm having second thoughts about devoting 3 more years of my life to study.
You've changed your tune. Up until a month ago, you were fixed on going to university. What on earth happened?
I met an old schoolmate the other day. He graduated over a year ago from university and, despite getting a good degree, is still looking for work.
What is his degree in?
Applied psychology. But if you want to get work in a clinic or as a psychiatrist, you need further training. However, there are other jobs he could still get that are related to his degree.
I see. But possibly he's not that motivated either.
He got a bit demotivated after his graduation, admittedly. He thought he'd just walk into a job. He didn't reckon on writing hundreds of job applications to get just a single interview. Not that it did him much good in the end, either.
Oh, so what are you planning to do if university isn't for you?
I considered getting a temp job, but then thought better of it. A vocational course might help me secure a full-time job later.
Maybe you're right. Well, all the best, and hope it all works out.
Choosing a career.
Hi, Dave. So how are the university applications going?
I've had one unconditional offer and 2 conditional ones.
Wow, you must be pleased. My parents both went to university and I would love to have followed in their footsteps. Unfortunately, my motivation didn't match my academic performance at school. That didn't stop my parents from trying to persuade me to go, though.
You know, I'm not so sure university is the best career move. My tutors at college have every confidence in me, but I'm having second thoughts about devoting 3 more years of my life to study.
You've changed your tune. Up until a month ago, you were fixed on going to university. What on earth happened?
I met an old schoolmate the other day. He graduated over a year ago from university and, despite getting a good degree, is still looking for work.
What is his degree in?
Applied psychology. But if you want to get work in a clinic or as a psychiatrist, you need further training. However, there are other jobs he could still get that are related to his degree.
I see. But possibly he's not that motivated either.
He got a bit demotivated after his graduation, admittedly. He thought he'd just walk into a job. He didn't reckon on writing hundreds of job applications to get just a single interview. Not that it did him much good in the end, either.
Oh, so what are you planning to do if university isn't for you?
I considered getting a temp job, but then thought better of it. A vocational course might help me secure a full-time job later.
Maybe you're right. Well, all the best, and hope it all works out.
A sales call. Good morning, madam. I'm ringing you from Lifeguard Insurance. Have you got a few minutes to spare?
Look, I'm sorry, but it's not my policy to accept cold calls.
I quite understand that, madam. However, I believe that I can offer you a much better deal than you currently have. Our records state, you see, that you have a form of life insurance at the moment with another company.
That's absolutely true. However, I'm more than satisfied with what I've already signed up for. Thank you.
Can I just ask if your insurance takes into account the cost of living? You know, premiums paid out by life insurance often don't adjust for inflation.
Actually, no, it doesn't. However, my dependents will receive quite a substantial payout in the event of my death.
That might be the case now, but taking inflation into account, it might be worth very little in the future.
Okay. You said your insurance offers a higher premium payout. What will I have to pay monthly then, if I take out insurance with you?
Obviously, we have to take many factors into account first. From our data, I see you're around 55 years old. So that would work out at about £12.50 monthly for the first 10 years.
So after the first 10 years, what will happen?
We review your case and take into account the rate of inflation in that period.
You mean you adjust my monthly life insurance payments so they increase too, along with inflation?
Basically, yes.
And I have no control whatsoever over how much I will be paying in 10 years' time.
Put it like that, yes. But you have to remember that if you're paying higher monthly instalments, you will also get a higher premium payout for your dependents in the event of your death.
That sounds like I'm paying, therefore, for the higher premium payout, not your company.
It's not quite like that.
Well, thank you for your time, and I'll be in contact if I decide to take out insurance with you. Goodbye.
A sales call. Good morning, madam. I'm ringing you from Lifeguard Insurance. Have you got a few minutes to spare?
Look, I'm sorry, but it's not my policy to accept cold calls.
I quite understand that, madam. However, I believe that I can offer you a much better deal than you currently have. Our records state, you see, that you have a form of life insurance at the moment with another company.
That's absolutely true. However, I'm more than satisfied with what I've already signed up for. Thank you.
Can I just ask if your insurance takes into account the cost of living? You know, premiums paid out by life insurance often don't adjust for inflation.
Actually, no, it doesn't. However, my dependents will receive quite a substantial payout in the event of my death.
That might be the case now, but taking inflation into account, it might be worth very little in the future.
OK. You said your insurance offers a higher premium payout. What will I have to pay monthly then, if I take out insurance with you?
Obviously, we have to take many factors into account first. From our data, I see you're around 55 years old, so that would work out at about £12.50 monthly for the first 10 years.
So after the first 10 years, what will happen?
We review your case and take into account the rate of inflation in that period.
You mean you adjust my monthly life insurance payments so they increase too, along with inflation?
Basically, yes.
And I have no control whatsoever over how much I will be paying in 10 years' time?
Put it like that, yes. But you have to remember that if you're paying higher monthly instalments, you will also get a higher premium payout for your dependents in the event of your death.
That sounds like I'm paying, therefore, for the higher premium payout, not your company.
It's not quite like that.
Well, thank you for your time, and I'll be in contact if I decide to take out insurance with you. Goodbye.